This is KUT. Austin's animal shelters have suffered serious overcrowding, and the city's response time to pick up aggressive strays has lagged. Those were the findings of a city audit out earlier this year. The report attributes those problems to Austin's no-kill animal shelter policy that says at least 90% of animals brought to shelters cannot be euthanized. As KUT's Mose Bouchel reports today, the head of Austin's Animal Services Department will talk to a city council committee about those concerns.
Connie Hammond was not in charge of the department when the audit was done. Still, she says this about the findings.
You know, the auditor, when they came out with those observations and concerns, never said that no-kill's not working or that we're failing. I think things were lifted out of context and the information was spun.
She points to the thousands of animal lives saved as evidence of the policy's success, but she agrees there's work to be done when it comes to animal control officers' slow response times for picking up injured or aggressive animals.
22 officers for 900 square miles is simply not adequate.
To fight overcrowding, the department is adding 100 new kennels to its shelter, which opened in 2011. Hammond also says she hopes to increase education and outreach to pet owners to promote spay and neutering services and keep fewer animals from being abandoned in the first place. She'll be talking about Austin's no-kill at the city's audit and finance committee hearing that starts at 9 this morning at City Hall. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.